You're listening to SBS News.
The result of the division is ayes 89, noes 55. The question is therefore resolved in the affirmative.
And with that, the government passed its climate change bill in the lower house. It's the first step to legislating its key election promise, with Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen.
This is a good day for our country, that renewable energy is the cheapest form of energy, that renewable energy is the key to reducing emissions and seizing the jobs opportunity that is the climate emergency.
The government agreed to several amendments from the Teal Independents, changing some of the language in the bill to ensure greater transparency, accountability, and the ability to increase the targets in the future. The House refused two amendments by Independent MP Andrew Wilkie and Greens leader Adam Bandt to increase the 43% target. Warringah MP Zali Steggall says the Parliament is now locking in a clear roadmap to net zero.
43% by 2030 is not the target I would choose. I think we can be more ambitious than that. But I want to thank Minister Bowen for working collaboratively with all of us and many others in the Parliament to improve this legislation.
Independent MP Helen Haynes' amendments putting a greater focus on regional communities passed, though it notably was rejected by the Liberals and Nationals. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is criticising the opposition for taking such a hard stance.
They have an opportunity when the legislation gets to the Senate to change their mind and to bring themselves into the 21st century and make themselves relevant to the debate, which Australians have been impacted by droughts and floods and bushfires know. The impact of climate change is real. We need a response which is real.
As many anticipated, Tasmanian Liberal backbencher Bridget Archer crossed the floor to sit with the government and crossbench to pass the bill. The Coalition has been against the bill and is considering alternatives. Opposition leader Peter Dutton told 2GB Radio the government's legislation will have consequences.
We're going to lose industry. There are going to be smelters and others that close down under this government. The jobs will go offshore and the emissions will still go into the air. So if that's what we want, if we want a situation where we're going to have blackouts and brownouts and rationing like we're seeing in Germany at the moment, then, you know, keep going down the path that the government's taking us.
But business is on board with the target. Director of Climate Change and Energy, the Australian Industry Group, Tennant Reid, says it will give industries more certainty.
Legislation gives the clearest signal we can hope for of the national direction and the basis for investment for everything that needs to happen in industry, in the power sector, in gas, in transport, and so on.
It'll soon have to go through the Senate, where it's likely to pass with the Greens' support. But the government still needs one more crossbencher, turning to Independent David Pocock, who's yet to decide which way he'll vote.
I think it's really important that we legislate a target. Great to see that the government and the Greens have come to an agreement and look forward to continue to work with the government once it does get to the Senate. You know, still got to go through committee. I wouldn't be doing, you know, my due diligence and actually working for people this year if I just rubber stamped something before it came before the Senate.
But the Prime Minister isn't too concerned.
I have always found it best for people to speak on their own behalf, and Mr. Pocock is quite capable of speaking on behalf of himself, but he's made it very clear that this legislation should pass, in his own words, and indeed called upon the Greens to vote for this legislation previously.
The question remains as to whether the climate wars are finally over. Independent MP Zoe Daniels says she's feeling optimistic that there is now a starting point.
Well, let's see. I think to end the war, you've got to win it, and there's still a lot more to do. But it's a beginning.
Grishani Danji, SBS News.